and Simon Tov Samach Beis, Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, Mutar Lalish B'Yayin, you're allowed to knead dough with wine. Aval Pishi Yavshar Lo B'Lo Tipas Maim Shenofel Shasa Batzir, even though we know that there is some water that falls in during the making of the wine. Aval Lechat Chilu Regim Lite Maim B'Shasa Batzir K'day Lahatir Knead, so can they often will put water in during the collection of the grapes. Of the wine, we still don't have to be concerned about that little water. Because before the kneading of the dough, the water already becomes batel in the wine. The Mishnah Berurah says that most achronim agree that in general, bittel b'mayim, bittel with water that gets mixed into fruit juice, doesn't work. And anytime there's any fruit juice, even a little bit, that's mixed in with the water, we said it's going to be a problem, and it becomes chametz even faster. That's what we said yesterday. So you need to be machmir l'chatchila not to use that. Only by wine is it different, because it gets mixed in even before the wine is completed, before it has completely fermented, and therefore the water becomes the wine, as opposed to just mixing regular fruit juice with water, where the water doesn't actually become a chelak of part of the meperos. Here we say that it becomes part of the wine, since it's still in the early stages when the water gets mixed in. Siv dalid may beitzim ushar mashkim kulam hayu bechlal meperos. Even water from eggs, egg matzahs, are all liquids have the status of meperos, and therefore, just as we said the halachas earlier, in this simen that the Mechaber says that if you have meperos, as long as it's not mixed in with other water, so then you'd be able to eat that matzah on Pesach, you just wouldn't be able to be yotze your mitzvah with it. However, the Rama now adds, b'medino seinu elu ein noagin lalish meperos. In our countries, we are not noag to knead matzah with fruit juice. So if you liktof matzos ein noagin rak lachap yasam bonon chamen, and we don't even smear the dough, the top of the dough, with fruit juice. We would only do it afterwards, after it's baked, when it's still hot. Ve'ein l'shano, saying you shouldn't change the minog. Unless there are elderly people or sick people who are not able to digest the regular matzah, so they need the egg matzahs or fruit juice matzahs instead, then they could do it. Why is it that the Rama says that we shouldn't use egg matzahs or fruit juice matzah at all on Pesach? Not only to not be yotzei the mitzvah, but we should be knowing not to eat it at all on Pesach. The Mishnah explains, because we are choshesh l'chatchila for those poskim who say that even fruit juice alone also causes the matzah to become chametz quicker. And we're also concerned that maybe there's some water mixed into the fruit juice, which everyone agrees will cause it to become chametz faster. So this is why the Rama says that we should be machmir. The Mechaber holds like those Rishonim who say that when the Gemara says that meperos doesn't cause chametz, that means meperos on itself, on its own, won't cause the matzah to become chametz, but if it's mixed in with water, then it will. However, Rashi understands that it can become chametz even on its own, and therefore the Rama is machmir like the opinion of Rashi to say that we should not use these fruit juice matzahs even if they're made by themselves. So unless a zaken or a chola could rely on the other opinion and the opinion of the Mechaber. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that even a zaken or a chola could only eat it if it's baked immediately, and only if it's made peros on its own, but not if it's mixed with water. And Rav Moshe says that if you were over on the minag and you knead with made peros and you let it sit, you don't bake it right away, so Moshe says that that becomes chametz gamur, and you're not allowed to eat it, and even a zaken or a chola can't eat it. Only zaken or a chola are only allowed to eat it if it's baked immediately, not if it sits before baking. So you have to make sure when you're buying egg matzahs, fruit juice matzahs for elderly people, that you rely on, that you have a reliable ashgacha to make sure that they baked it immediately, to fulfill this opinion that even if a zaken or a chola are relying on the mechaber, that it be baked immediately.